Since the 1920s, the John Newbery Medal has honored outstanding contributions to literature for children. Among the honorees, Laura Ingalls Wilder, Beverly Cleary, and in 2000, Christopher Paul Curtis for his book Bud Not Buddy. It's been adapted for the stage, where it can currently be seen at the Coterie, and director Scott Copeland puts it in the tradition of familiar stories told by young characters.
Dickens, I think, was credited with having done the first-person narrative with a child protagonist narrator. It's a child protagonist telling this story, but he also, that kid acknowledges up front, he's a liar. He's embellishing it. Sometimes he's making it funnier. Sometimes he's making it nicer, perhaps, than it actually was when it happened to him.
One suspects that the play's title character stretches his own truth because it's so painful. Bud is a parentless 10-year-old during the Depression who runs away from an orphanage in Grand Rapids, Michigan on a hunt to find his biological father. It was first staged at Nashville Children's Theater, where Scott Copeland is the artistic director. He says he was drawn to Bud Not Buddy because of its novel take on an African-American character.
There would be plays that were written and that we did to try to address the African-American experience, but they'd be about Sojourner Truth or Jackie Robinson. And for a long time, I was kind of looking for where's the plays for young audiences about the African-American experience that would be more history with the small h, where we see plays about people who happen to be African-Americans living a life in America at whatever time period that they're in. And this was really one of the first ones I found that did that.
At one point on Bud's journey, he meets an older African-American who warns him about the prevailing climate for people of their race. Bud is played by Aaron Branch, and his new friend by Brad Shaw.
What's your name, son?
Bud. Not Buddy, sir.
Did you run away from home, Bud, not Buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a start. Bud, not Buddy, you don't know how lucky you are that I came through here. Some of these folks around here used to have a sign hanging along here that said, and I'm gonna clean up the language for you. It said, "To our Negro friends who are passing through, kindly don't let the sun set on your rear end in Owosso."
A senior at Bishop Miege High School, Aaron Branch says the depiction of racism during the Depression isn't too heavy-handed for its target audience of elementary school-aged children.
I think it's great that theater, especially the Coterie, tackles those issues, because I really think it's important for kids to know that that actually happened, that there was a time when people of certain races weren't liked by other races. And I think that it's great because the Coterie especially teaches the younger generation how not to act, if that makes sense, how you shouldn't treat other people. And that's why I like this play a lot.
And what about the Depression? What do you think kids who are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 know about the Depression?
I don't think that many kids know about the Depression, which I think is great for this kind of play, because they see that it was very rough times, very, very rough times. I think that that's why it's good that theater can be that medium for kids to not just see just a story, but they can learn historical events that happened in our history.
The play's also a good fit for Kansas City because Bud eventually finds a family among the Dusky Devastators, a Roadhouse jazz band. Steve Walker, KCUR News.